All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Wednesday, May 11th, and wow, we have a lot to talk about. Yesterday, stocks were super nervous ahead of the all-important CPI report that has been released this morning. So we will talk about this, but the Dow has been down for 4 days in a row. Crude oil dipped below $100. The 10-year yield also dipped below 3% yesterday, but the fear gauge, the VIX, stays above 30%. So what does that mean? And we'll also show you how we trade these crazy markets, what we are doing right now. But before we dive in and show you what is moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Okay, Mark, I'm back. So good to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you back, Marcus.
As you know, I was in Vegas for the past couple of days speaking at the Money Show, and on Sunday, actually, we went to Gordon Ramsay's steakhouse and I had a Wagyu filet mignon. But you know, honestly, it was good. It was, I expected a little bit more, especially when you buy, what, a $130, $140 steak, right, for sure. 6 ounces. But anyhow, it was okay. And then on Monday, I gave a workshop. I got to show you this. This screen was tiny, as you can see, and it was so wrinkled. Do you see how wrinkled it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I got seasick from just looking at the screen here. So that was really fun. Super tiny, especially for a big room like this. And then after this, gave away quite a few books. I think we had 50 or 60 books. And I decided not only to sign them, but also to put a personal note in there. And this was a great idea. For the first dozen books, but then I started regretting it because it's like, okay, sounded like a good idea first. But anyhow, so I was committed that everybody who stopped by got a book and got a personal note. And then in the evening, we met with Kevin and Aaron from our team who live in Las Vegas, and we went to Fogo de Chao. We just wanted to get off the strip here. Meat overload, but hey,
of course.
Super keto friendly. No broccoli, though.
Oh.
All right. So anyhow, that's what I've been doing. So what's happening here, Mark? What have you and the markets been up to?
Well, there's no end of excitement here in the markets. gosh, yesterday we saw the Dow finish lower, and I think you mentioned it. It's the fourth day in a row. But a wild day. I mean, we opened higher. It looked like we were going to get off to a real nice start. And then you just see that big sell-off just really straight down until about lunch. A little bit of a midday reversal. I mean, there you have it. What, about a 2.7% reversal?
2.7% swing. I mean, that's pretty significant because, again, at the end of the day, yeah, the Dow finished down 0.3%. But yeah, if you have almost 3% swings throughout the day, it just shows how nervous the markets were going into today with the all-important CPI report.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, doesn't matter the chart, the S&P, the NASDAQ, they all looked the same yesterday, opening higher and then pulling back and then a little bit of a late day rally and then pulling back. NASDAQ and S&P did manage to end the day positive, Dow down a little bit. But of course, everybody waiting for today's CPI report.
Right. So, I mean, also going into yesterday, it looked pretty good. Crude oil coming down right now. It's up a little bit, but yesterday below 100. So crude oil is just flirting with the 100 level here, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, look at those ranges around, you know, down to 95, up to 110, right back down to 100. So it looks like the 100 marks the line in the sand. And are we going to take off to the upside or to the downside? We'll see where it breaks.
Yeah. Well, and this is where we also heard yesterday out of Shanghai that they're tightening COVID restrictions again, right? So it seems that they loosen it a little bit. And that's also then weighing on crude oil because we know that China is just a consumption powerhouse. And isn't it the biggest importer of crude oil or something like this? I believe it is.
Yeah, and so that's definitely going to have an impact. And hoping for COVID restrictions to loosen and for that situation to be under control and to kind of get back to somewhat normal situation, but it looks like it's tightening again.
All right. But so let's take a look at the big one. So this morning, it was all about CPI. I mean, traders were waiting for this because CPI, the consumer price index, that is the gauge for inflation. And this is why the markets were nervous yesterday. And here we go. Let's take a look at this. So what's happening here?
This was a bit of a shock for traders and the markets. The CPI came in a little hotter than expected for the month. So core CPI up 0.6%, CPI up 0.3%. So core CPI, that excludes food and energy, but traders were hoping that maybe this, inflation and the CPI would be at a point where it peaked, and maybe a little over optimistic that that would be the case. But coming out hotter was not what traders hoped, and a big change in futures markets if you're watching things around that report.
Yeah, we'll take a look at this in just a moment. But you see, I think that the core CPI, that is the significant one because you said this is excluding energy and food. And we already know that energy prices are pretty high. We just talked about crude oil, right? I mean, this is where the higher crude oil prices ever since the war started. Of course, this is weighing on it. But this is where everybody hoped, okay, if we look at the core CPI, at least we're peaking and somehow slowly declining. And you see, the expectations were much lower than it came in. So, I mean, 0.2%, 0.3% doesn't sound a whole lot, but I mean, 0.3 is 50% more than 0.2. So that is not good at all. So, I mean, let's take a look at this of how the markets are reacting to this. Because, yeah, as you said, this was wild because in overnight trading, at first, everybody was hopeful. So we were coming in. Let's just take a look here at the 5-minute chart. Look at this. It looked really good in overnight trading. It was kind of up, 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 up. The Nasdaq was up more than 1%, right?
Yeah, the futures look great heading into the report. It looked like traders were expecting something better or at least in line, but then the increase traders did not like that, and you see that there was just a real, I mean, the S&P lost like 1% in seconds.
Yeah, and if you look at this swing here, I mean, this is a huge, significant swing. We were talking about 3.7%, 3.5%. So we were up 1.8%. Right now, we are down 1.2%. So, I mean, this is just a crazy swing that we had there. Because, I mean, now the question is, so we had a few Fed members speaking, right? If you go back to the economic calendar, and when they spoke, this was yesterday, we had FOMC member Waller speaking and Mester. And yesterday, it didn't really move the market because they just said what we already know, that the Fed is committed to do whatever they need to do to get inflation under control. And yesterday they were saying, okay, well, we have already heard this. Now, combined with what we are seeing here this morning, this is where right now, as a reaction, we see interest rates spiking because now the question is, okay, with this, I mean, the 10-year yield yesterday was below 3% again, which was kind of good, right? And now up again, let's take a look at a 5-minute chart. I mean, crazy jump. So we were up to 3.08 almost a few minutes ago.
And yeah, and it actually was looking real good again before the report. So it was down to 2.95, and I think that this is so the CPI data. I don't think it's enough for the Fed to change their rate hike plans, right? But it just is more emphasis, or gives the potential for the yield to be creeping higher and higher. And I think that at this point, that's a concern. I don't think the Fed's going to say, whoa, because we came out a little higher than expected, we're going to go to 0.75 of a point or 1%. That's not going to happen. But
I agree. I agree. But
this.
if you look at this, the probabilities is now creeping up again. So, I mean, market
Sure.
participants are fearing, okay, maybe there's a 0.75% hike. And we looked at this a week ago, and a week ago, there was zero probability of a 0.75 point. But now, if you look over the next few meetings, it's right back, especially here. If you look at the July meeting, look at this, a 25% chance of a 0.75 point hike. And this is where this morning there's some fear. So, I mean, at some point we need to hear something from the Fed where they say, no, I mean, it's off the table, as Powell said last week when the markets are rallying. But that's not going to happen because he's not scheduled to speak. And do we have any other Fed members speaking? No. We have actually the PPI tomorrow. That's another, the producer price index. That's another important inflation gauge here.
Yeah. And I mean, even there, at I don't think that anything significant will come out of that. At least PPI shouldn't have a complete reversal or, the exact opposite of what we saw with CPI data. It would have to be a big difference to really.
Right. So let's look at the markets and let's talk about it, right? We talked about that there is five factors that are holding the markets down. And if any of these factors would be removed, then the market might pop. So the five factors we talked about is number one, of course, the war in Ukraine. And that doesn't seem to come to an end anytime soon. So this will remain there. Number two, we have the COVID restrictions in China. And again, when we hear that, okay, Shanghai is tightening the COVID restrictions again, that's not good news. We wanted to hear it the other way around, right? Then we have earnings. Earnings are winding down right now. So there's not much that we can expect from this front. Then inflation, and we just heard inflation is still getting worse at a 40-year high here. And what will the Fed do? And interest rates, and we see that interest rates are climbing. So I'm expecting a super nervous market, maybe even sliding a little bit more over the next couple of weeks for at least another 2 to 3 weeks. So I think for the remainder of May, we will see either a down market or a very, very choppy market. I don't see anything popping right now because out of these five factors, I don't see anything disappearing here anytime soon.
Yeah, nervous for sure. Some traders might see a buying opportunity here with the fear. But I think that for the S&P, you have to watch the 4,000 level. If the S&P can pop back above 4,000, that would be a huge plus today, in my opinion. And if the 10-year yield can stay below 3, that would be a big win. You know, so we'll have to see. That's not, the S&P up 2% in this huge reversal, but just staying above 4,000 and the 10-year yield coming back below 3, that would be a positive for the market. But you're right. Right now, there isn't a whole lot out there that is probably going to happen that's going to be positive.
Right. So the question is, how do we trade the markets? I mean, are we going to stop trading the wheel, Mark? What? I mean, it's a rhetorical question, obviously.
Of course. Of course. And this is where, again, we see that premiums are great because of the uncertainty and fear. But you have to be picky. You have to be selective. It's not, let's just, put some money into Robinhood or Coinbase or, Peloton. Let's right. focus on quality names.
Yeah. So one of the stocks that we're in is Blackstone, is signed at 110. Yesterday, they closed at 99. So that's down like 10%, but that's not really anything that we're too concerned about. In fact, there was a possibility, there was Nvidia. So yesterday there was a possibility to sell some calls in Nvidia. I wanted to wait until today to see if we get a little bit more pop, but selling calls yesterday would have yielded, I have it here on the calculator, to what, like 40, yesterday it was 43% or something like this. So absolutely, we have MT, and I mean, MT doing really well, hanging in there. So we sold puts expiring this Friday. We did the same with Visa, selling puts expiring this Friday. So this going well. TPAR, so that's down a little bit more, assigned at 37, right now trading at around, 28. We'll see, they're reporting earnings today after the bell. So we'll see what happens with this when they're reporting earnings after the bell. But I mean, we just keep plugging along and do what we're doing because, as I said, the VIX, this is where we go back. If we have the VIX trading at this elevated levels, I mean, this is the volatility index, and high volatility is really good for us as we are selling premiums here.
It is. It is higher option prices.
Yeah. So anyhow, I know that you did a video on the VIX, and I will link to that video here because it's important that you understand what this VIX level means. So take a look at this and then have a great rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow morning to tell you what's happening in the markets and what we did.
Happy trading, everybody.